The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. The Western Pacific Harley?
I think we're just reminding China that we're still there. They call it Pacific Vanguard. It's 6 days of exercises involving two Japanese destroyers, two Australian frigates, a destroyer from South Korea, five ships from the U.S. Navy, along with fighter jets and maritime patrol planes. These are drills which include live fire and anti-submarine warfare exercises. The idea being to, as the Vice Admiral of the Seventh Fleet said, to join forces from four like-minded maritime nations that provide security throughout the Indo-Pacific based on shared values and common interests. Throughout the Indo-Pacific is the key phrase there. Just yesterday, the U.S. Navy sent two ships through the Taiwan Strait, which doesn't make Red China very
happy. Well, I mean, the United States presence there is very important in the region, and I think it's good to see Donald Trump reasserting that significance and the role that they see America playing in that area. Look, I made comment early this morning about Missouri. That's rough stuff, isn't it?
Well, it is. It was another strong tornado. Hit the capital of Missouri in Jefferson City. Three people killed. Trees and houses destroyed. Catastrophic damage once again. And I know people were talking about global warming. By the way, I looked it up. We are by far the world's leaders in tornadoes, more than 1,000 every year. We have a lot more of them reported these days. But if you read deeply into the NOAA information, it is because of cell phones and Doppler radar. We report a lot more of them.
There you are. That's absolutely right. Good on you, Harley. Oh, what a heap of rubbish. Have a great weekend, Harley.